Twitter's going to restart.
Yeah,
all right, Madeline Hackett writes in and asks, what's the team morale like after two losses? Are there any visible frustrations? Visible frustrations, sure. Lack of mental focus, not so much. These guys are athletes, they're competitors, so I'd be more worried if I didn't see some emotion after two losses. But I think Matthew Slater said it best. They saved Sunday night to be angry at themselves, and on Monday, they moved on, and they're preparing for the Texans, and that's all you can ask.
Where is my question?
Max No Sleeves wants to know, what are the odds we see Brady as a full-time receiver? Can we roll that? Do we have that footage? Let's roll that. Take a look. All right, so a lot of times what happens after a loss is the loss becomes bigger than any particular play that happened during the game, no matter how spectacular. But that was Tom Brady's first pass reception since 2001, and it's a play that's kind of gone to the wayside because of the result of the game. But I think your question, will we see Brady as a full-time wide receiver? I think you know the answer. I'm expecting to see him in the pocket next week. Fun fact about J.J. Watt, in college, he was a pizza delivery boy before he decided to go to the NFL and deliver sacks. Can you imagine a 6'5" mammoth defensive end coming to deliver you your dinner? Not me. Hannah Trippett wants to know, and Hannah's also a Houston native, which is something to note, so thanks for writing in, Hannah. She asks, do you think Tom Brady fears J.J. Watt? Well, I'm not sure Tom Brady fears much of anything. However, if I were Tom Brady, I would be scared of J.J. Watt. If I were walking down the street and saw J.J. Watt, I think I would run the other direction. Here's an interesting stat. In the first 9 games, Brady was hit 42 times. And in just the last 3 games, guys have gotten through to hit Brady 31 times. So even though the offensive line is back to health, they really need to step up to protect Brady so that he can get the ball downfield. I think the only thing that would be worse is if Gronk delivered your pizza, because then he'd spike it and it'd be all over the ground. You'd pick it up slice by slice.